I'll be reading more than I'll be preaching. But I just want us like a big family together. Let's just forget about outside. Let's just think about Jesus right now. Turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. And my deacons, God bless all my deacons and their wives. Thank you for standing with us. You're such a blessing. I really thank God for each one of you. One verse, I'm going to let you stand with me. Galatians 4, 4. Then I'll read some from the Christmas story, but I chose this verse to have you as my text. Galatians 4, 4. What a great verse. In Galatians 4, 4, it says this, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. How many could say amen? Amen. Made of a woman, that was Mary, but remember, she's a virgin, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Amen. I'm so glad to be part of the family of God. Amen? Amen? By faith in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Christmas service. We thank you for the great truth of Christmas, how Christ came and because he loved us, was born in Bethlehem's manger to redeem us. And Father, Lord, I just put down a few things. Just guide me, Holy Spirit, what I'm supposed to say today. I'm just wanting to hug all. Would to God you just come down, Lord, and put your arms around every person here and hug them. Love them from heaven, Father. Let them feel the wonderful love of Christ. And Lord, just bless us today and be with Brother Steve Robinson. Lord, please, I don't know what's wrong with him, but Lord, I pray that you'll help Brother Steve. And all, Father, I pray also you'll be with Tommy Sailors, heal him up, and also Annie, homesick today. Father, we just pray your blessings on us now in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm so glad you're here today. Today I want to share with you the wonderful Christmas story. And 2,000 years ago, the Bible says there in Galatians that when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. How many are glad God sent forth his Son? Amen. You know, that was an appointed time. You know, 2,000 years ago when Christ was born, that was an appointed time. Actually, even before the foundation of the world began, God had an appointed time. It was an appointed place. Bethlehem was an appointed place. And his Son was the appointed Savior, that was the Lamb that was to be born for you and I. Can anyone say amen? You know, the Christmas story is the greatest story ever told. I mean, when you think, Brother Wayne, think about the Christmas story. It brings hope to mankind. Amen. Can you imagine if Christ never came to this earth? We would be without hope. We would be doomed. But aren't you glad he did come? Amen. Aren't you glad we do have hope? Amen. Aren't you glad we are overcomers through him? No story ever written compares to the greatest story ever told. No birth, no event ever took place that was greater than the Christmas story, the greatest story ever told. Let me read some scripture to you. Just sit there and relax. I'm going to start in the book of Matthew. And Matthew chapter 1, I'm not going to read everything, but I chose some particular scriptures from Luke and from Matthew I'm going to read to you. I just want to sit with you today as a family and share with you. You'd be surprised how many people go through Christmas and never read the Christmas story. In Matthew 1:18, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. Now, she wasn't pregnant. She was with child. Right. Women aren't pregnant. That's why they can abort them, because they think, but see, when you're with child, you're killing. When you abort them, it's a child. God never said, the word pregnant's never in the Bible. It's always with child. That's a child that's in you when you have a baby, amen? They came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Yes, the Holy Ghost came down and conceived with Mary, and that's how you got Jesus, and that's why he had perfect blood. I preached on this last week. He had sinless blood. He was spotless. So why? Because it took, God said it required a spotless lamb to die for our sins. And that's why Jesus had to be spotless, so he could die for us. Gabriel couldn't die for us. The great Michael, the archangel, he couldn't die for us. No, all the seraphims and all the cherubims in heaven couldn't die for us. You and I couldn't die for us because we're sinners. By the way, you couldn't find a righteous person. I preached this last week. And if you did, they wouldn't die anyways. But I'm glad Jesus did. Why did he do it? He loves you. Say this: Jesus loves me. He proved his love by coming to earth, being born in Bethlehem's manger for me. I'll tell you, he does love you today. And boy, 2,000 years ago, he came down. Notice what it says there in verse 20. And while he thought on these things, Joseph, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. You know, twice now it tells him, two's a number of witness, that child was not human. It was from God. That's why they called his name Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. He was as much God as he was man, as much man as he was God. He had a fleshly body, but all his blood was all God's. Amen. And she shall bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Amen. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, by the way, it's talking about the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 7:14. They quoted this last night. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. I'm glad God, in the fullness of time, God came down in his son. Amen. Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord did bidden him, took unto him his wife, and knew her not till Jesus had brought forth her firstborn son, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Oh, I'm going to tell you, folks, what a special scripture. You know, last night, that play was moving. That cantata, I'm going to tell you right now. I was sitting right about right in that area where you were, and I'll tell you when Coolidge got down, and I know that was a fake baby, and I know that Jesus is not a baby now, but when they were portraying Jesus' birth and Mary and Joseph and the grandma and grandpa, and Coolidge was the grandpa, he makes a good grandpa. Amen. I relate to that real good. I'm a grandpa of five kids. I know about grandpa. Matter of fact, I love my grandkids so much. If I'd known they were this good, I'd have had them first. But I can't get down, Coolidge. But man, you were down there with that baby. And all I could think about Christ. And boy, you could just feel Coolidge. Man, it was almost, Eddie, like I was back 2,000 years ago. I'm not kidding. I was so caught up, Coolidge. You made it so real. I could feel your heart. I almost got up in that chair and ran up and said, hey, I want to hold him too. One day we are going to see him. Amen? I mean, I was moved. I'm telling you, I was moved. You know, and the great scriptures of Isaiah, you know, prophesying that Mary would be born of a virgin, Isaiah 7:14, and Micah 5:2, how he'd be born in Bethlehem. These are all 700 years before Christ was born. And they prompted some questions in that play last night, Josh, that I really thought was good. I really thought that was a great illustration. You know, no one's ever had a baby like Mary before or after. And can you imagine when Mary came home? Telling her mom and dad, hey, I'm going to have a baby. And it's God's baby. Come on, Mary. What did you and Joseph do? No, no. Hello? What were people saying? Josh, I guarantee you, people were talking, oh, that Mary. She's not even married. She's having a baby. And to get out of it, she's saying, this comes from God. Even her mom and dad wasn't sold on it. But as her dad kept studying this Old Testament scriptures, Isaiah 7:14 said, a virgin shall bring forth a child, a son. And in Micah 5, how he'd be born in Bethlehem. And all of a sudden, the Lord reveals to him by the power of the Holy Ghost that truly this was the Son of God. And as he held that baby, Mary's father, and as he held that baby, not only did he realize he was the grandfather, but more than that, he realized he was holding the Son of God. And more than that, he knew he was that grandson of his was the Savior of the world. By the way, did you know Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew that he was Savior? I want to quote you. Even Mary realized that Jesus, her baby, was her Savior. And don't turn to it, but in Luke 1:46 and 47, Mary herself said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Luke 1:46 and 47. Can anyone say amen? Amen? Listen, I love the Christmas story. I believe it's the greatest story ever told. Now, I know there's a lot of fish stories out there, and they're whoppers. You ever notice how a guy catches a fish like this, and when he gets done, it's about this big? Yeah. There's all kinds of stories. I know there's but a lot of stories written, but there's never a story written like this. No story had an impact on people's lives like this story. Amen? I want to read to you from Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. Luke 2, 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Can you imagine Christ coming down for us, and we had no room for him? It's amazing. Even during Christmas, we get so caught up in the commercial part of Christmas, we have no room for Jesus. We need to stop and make room for Jesus. Stop and say, oh man, let's take in the time of the year that we celebrate the birth of Christ. Amen. Make room for Jesus this year. Amen. Amen. Oh, when the world has no room for Jesus, they need to stop and think. By the way, do you know who Jesus was? Oh, I know he was the Son of God. He was even more than the Son of God. Oh, he's Savior. Yeah. Yeah, he was. But he's a creator. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The next verse say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, verse 2. All things were made by him. All things were made by him, this Word, which is Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was made. In other words, all the creation was made by Christ. So we got Andy, we got the Creator coming down, Austin, we got the Creator Jesus coming down to his creation. The creation ought to be bowing down, praising him. Amen. That's right. He said, "We get out of here. We haven't got no time for you, no room for you." Right. Boy, the world hasn't changed too much over the last 2,000 years, has it? No. You know, let's not be like them, though. Man, let's say, Jesus, you got all my life. I'll give you all the time you want. Amen? And, to God be the glory. Think about this. In 2 Corinthians 8:9, I thought about this, Rod. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Look up here. Austin, that's my grandson. Austin, Jesus was in heaven before he ever came to the earth. He always was. He just didn't start there in Bethlehem. Jesus always was. He created the world. He was rich. He was in the palaces of heaven. People, day and night, the angelic hosts were praising him. Can you imagine? He leaves a place of paradise for a cursed world. He leaves a place of praise to people who curse him. Amen? And here he who was rich, Josh, became poor for us, that we might become rich in him. Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you, we need to grab hold of how great Christmas really is. Amen. Oh, he gave us without him coming, we have no heaven. Heaven's not possible for you or I, no one. But because he did come, he made it possible for all people to go to heaven if they'll just put their faith in him. Amen. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 8. Oh, you got to read about the shepherds. Look at Luke 2, 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. By the way, I liked your costumes last night. They were pretty good. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. By the way, if an angel appeared to you, you'd be afraid too. Let's just be, hey, is that a Martian? Is that a UFO? Hello? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We'd be afraid, wouldn't we? The angel said to them, fear not. For behold, I bring on you good tidings and great joy. Listen, real joy is found in Christ, not in the world. I remember when I was lost, I tried everything, to drinking and all, buying and all kinds of stuff. And you name it, preacher tried it all and still came up empty. I remember going out at night and walking out at 2:30 on Galena Street, out of those bars, we close and look up and say, God, there's got to be more to life than this. Then one day I found Jesus as my Savior. Amen. I know some of you get, you say, why is that guy, yep, and amen. And I'm not putting it on for you. If I was by myself, I'd be yep, and when I hear stuff like this. Jim, my heart is so happy about Jesus, I just can't contain it. I'm not putting on a show for you. I just can't contain it. And not everybody's the same. By the way, you don't have to be like me. Everybody has a different personality. But I'm a guy that's an outward guy. And, man, I Josh, since I got saved off the streets, I've been excited about being saved. I mean, I could have went to hell. Now I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. Couldn't go to hell if I wanted. I don't want to either, by the way. But there have been a lot of days I could have been killed and died without Christ. But hallelujah. I got to meet the Savior. Amen. I'm glad he made it possible for me to do that. Notice what it says there in that Luke chapter 2 and verse 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to you and all people. Christ wants all people to have this joy of him. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. By the way, seven letters. God's perfect numbers, seven. Jesus in the sixth letter, Savior. That's the Antichrist, NIV Bible. But city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It tells you who that Savior is. And who is the Savior? Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Son of the angel, multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. Boy, I always think about that Mormon tabernacle choir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bum, 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 bum. I mean, you can just imagine how excitement it's going to be. Amen. By the way, I don't want to be a Mormon. But I like their singing. Amen. How many are still with me? I just don't believe their doctrine. Don't you believe it either. Just stick with Jesus. And the glory to God, highest, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards all men. Amen. Amen. See, goodwill is a scriptural, isn't it? You just shop there. And it came to pass, and it always does, by the way. Angels were gone away into heaven, and the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known us. You know what? Eddie, I would to God everybody would come to see Jesus. Amen. I'm so glad a lot of people are here today. I hope you see Jesus. He loves you so much. I wish the whole world, Brother Bobby, could see Jesus and how much he loves him. He really is the Savior of the world that loves the world. Amen. And notice in verse 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. You know what? After they saw Jesus, they got excited, and they went out and told the people. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody, hey, that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is King, King of King. Hope I got the right words. Why don't we get excited? How excited do you get? Have you told anybody about Jesus this week? Will you get excited this week and tell someone? We are. What I want to say, when they saw Jesus, they got excited. And what I'm telling you, Brother Bud, when people see Jesus, he moves their heart. And people that really see him in reality as Savior, we ought to get those that see him. There's something about those that see him as Savior, Brother Wade. They want to tell others about him. They get excited. Look at verse 20. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they heard and seen it as it was told unto them. They glorified and they praised God. I wonder, do we have praise on our lips today? I preached a message 3 weeks ago, and I wondered if I was a downer for the. I preached a message on the hustle and bustle of Christmas. Christmas time is so time of instead of a time of praising and joy, it's really a stress. We're kind of loose as a goose now because we're most of you got your Christmas shopping over and it's done and you faced the reality. It's over. Hello, can anyone say amen or me?
Amen.
But you know what, folks? Now you can get really caught up in the great joy of it. Get caught up in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, you just think, 2,000 years ago, he literally came for you. He came for you, Josh. Personally, Josh, if you'd have been the only person ever born, he still came. He came for you. Say this, Jesus was born just for me. Boy, he was. That's why Christmas ought to be special. He came personally for you. He literally did. And when he was on the cross, you were on his mind. Amen? And then notice, the great Christmas story, the greatest story they ever told. Go back with me in Matthew chapter 2 and look at a couple more verses and I'll close. Oh, I hope you sit down and read the script, the Christmas story in Matthew and Luke. It's so great. Don't let it go by without reading it.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 2. But I'm not against giving people gifts. We do that. I'm not against an honorarium. It shows people you appreciate them. It shows people you love them, appreciate how they serve the Lord. And I thank God the way the church blesses me and Rosie, and I appreciate that. But beyond that, let's remember Jesus. Amen. By the way, that's what that gift's supposed to represent. It doesn't have to be a big gift. It could be any kind of, just to say, hey, I really appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing for Christ. That's what those gifts should be for. I appreciate the work of Christ in you because he came for us. Amen? Notice in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod king. And behold, there came wise men. Oh, we had a blast Wednesday. We played Zonk in the Beckham building. Man, we had more fun. One team was down by about 100 points, and Natalie was the last one. She almost brought it back and won. It was really the blue against the yellow, but boy, I'll tell you, Michigan lost again. Old blue lost. But I'll tell you one thing, Natalie, because you knew when you're on the blue team, you're going to lose anyways. But go Bucks. Go Bucks. Anyway, I love it. I told you I'm happy. Notice the wise men from the east, they came to Jerusalem saying, where is he that's born King of the Jews? Can I give you a thought? All they thought about, their only concern was, I want to see Jesus. That's what our heart ought to be. I just want to see Jesus. How many want to just see him? I just want to see him. You know, one day soon we're going to see him. Josh, he talked about 4:1 of Revelation, how the rapture is going to happen real soon. And he is. It's gonna. And it could happen today. It could be while I'm preaching. I don't know when Christ is going to come back. It can come back any moment. When he comes, everyone has faith in him is going up. Anyone that doesn't have faith in him is going to be left behind. And but 1 John 3:2 says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. For we shall see him as he is. Our hearts should desire to see him. Our hearts should desire to please him. Our hearts should be, we want to be like him. Amen? And then in 2:11 of Matthew, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary. By the way, the wise men, they were about 2 years after Jesus was born. He's not a baby now. He's a young child. That's why Herod the king wanted to kill all those babies from two and under. Because Jesus was around 2 years old when the wise men found him. His mother fell down and worshipped. The shepherds were there the night he was born, but not the wise men. And when they opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Did you ever notice something? All they wanted to do was see Jesus. And when they saw him, what'd they do? They opened up their hearts to him. They opened up their treasures to him. You know, this year in 2008, and by the way, you're the most givingest church I've ever seen in my life. Thank you for being giving. But in 2008, Bethel Baptist Church, let's not stop what we've been doing. Let's give Jesus our talents. Let's give him all our talents. Let's give him all our tithe. Let's give him all our time. Amen? Come on, amen? Amen. You know, Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And many times, our heart's not with Jesus. And so, when our heart's not with Jesus, everything else isn't with Jesus. But boy, when he's got our heart, Lizzie, he's got all of us, don't he? Amen? Listen, no one ever meets Jesus. Look at 2:12. I love this. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Yeah, God told them, don't go back to tell Herod. Herod the king, he'll kill Jesus. He doesn't love him. He wants to kill him. You know, but did you know something? They met Jesus, and they went home another way. Brother Mark, every time I've found people that really met Christ, their life has been transformed. Amen. You know, Bobby, since I met Christ, my life has went another way. I've went in another direction. Amen? Amen? And no one ever meets Jesus and goes back the same way. The Christ of Christmas story is life-changing. Look up here. You get the truth of this Christmas story, it's life-changing. It changed my life. Christ, Grandma, changed my life. When I heard this great story of Christ, it changed my life. I mean, when it really got into my soul and spirit, that's when it changed. I knew about Merry Christmas and Jingle Bell Christmas and all kinds of stuff. I knew all about that. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I knew all this stuff. Shotgun shells and everything else. Whatever they say. I knew all the different versions. But when I got the real Christ, that's when my life changed. When you get the real truth of Christmas, when you get Christ, Brother Carey, Christmas comes alive. Amen? And down through the ages, you can ask the question, what is the greatest story ever told? And everybody that's met Christ, they'll all repeat, the Christmas story, the story of Christ, is the greatest story ever told. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus. It's the greatest story ever told. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. It's the greatest story ever told. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his glory. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his glory. To tell the old, old story. Here's a music major, bachelor of music down there, and I'm killing it right there, amen? He's saying, you're dying, preacher. Bachelor of music, you're saying, oh, my lands. It's from the heart, though. It's from the heart. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his glory. To tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I want to tell you today, Jesus loves you. Amen. I want to tell you Merry Christmas. It is merry because our Christ came. He was born. He lived 33 years. He died on Calvary's cross. He suffered for my sins and your sins. And the Bible says the sins of the whole world. And Brother Carey, that third day, the ground shook and the stone rolled back and up from the grave he arose. Hallelujah. We have a risen Savior. We have a real Savior. We have a reigning Savior, and praise God, we've got a returning Savior. He was really born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Oh, come, let's worship him. Let's come and worship him. Let's adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Him Christ the Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Rod, would you come? And if you're going to get baptized, would you come? Those who are getting baptized, come. I wonder before we leave this morning. Oh, God bless you. Merry Christmas. It's special. His Christmas is so special because Christ is so real. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, Thursday, I gave an illustration of a Christmas gift. I picked up a gift, and I told a man, I said, it doesn't do you any good if you don't take the gift. The gift's there, and this one man, 86 years old, he said, I'll take that gift of Christ. You're never too young and you're never too old to trust Christ. Down through the years, I heard about Christ and Christmas, sang the songs, Silent Night, Noel. But not till I was 20 years old that I realized I needed Christ as my Savior. If you've never invited Christ into your heart, personally invite him into your heart and trust him. The Bible says you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Today you could ask Christ to come in your heart and save you, and he would. Scripture says, for whosoever, that means you, me, anyone, so call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. I wonder why heads are bowed and eyes are closed. How many could say, Pastor, I know for sure that I've asked Christ to save me, and I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that? I'm sure I'm saved. I know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Thank you. You may put him down. Not everybody could raise their hand. By the way, I appreciate you being honest. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and to reward them that diligently seek him. Maybe you're today and you say, Preacher, I'd like to have that Christ of Christmas. I'd really like to have that real Christmas where I get Christ in my heart. Know when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. He came for you. If you lose out on heaven, it's not Jesus' fault. He came. All you got to do is receive him. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even them to believe on his name. How many would say in honesty, Pastor, I'm not sure, and I won't come to you, and I won't embarrass you. I promise you. I give you my word. Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I'd sure like to know when I died, go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that, just raise your hand. Put it up and put it, let me see it and I'll pray for you. Anyone, Pastor, pray for me. Anyone on either side, pray for me. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Anyone else? Who else? Preacher, I'm not sure if I died I'd go to heaven, and I'd sure like to go to heaven when I die. Anyone else? Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you, I saw, there might have been more than one hand. There's a lot of people here, and I could have missed somebody. But I did see one. I know I saw one at least. And Lord, I pray for that one hand that was risen, that they would know Christ in the fullness of pardon of sin, and that they would know Christ as a Savior that came for them. Not enough just coming, but they got to retake the gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Must receive Him. Lord, help Him today to receive You as Savior. And Lord, bless these folk. I know a lot of them got a lot of problems, a lot of heartaches. Some of these people are facing a lot of major issues in their life. A lot of them got some troubles they're going through. Please, Lord, help them. Be their Jehovah Jireh that the Lord sees and provides. Help each one, my God, and bless each one. And Lord, come down and hug them from heaven, each one. May they feel the warmth of Christmas, the real Christmas of Christ, the greatest story ever told. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. What page on, Rod? 137. If you'd like to come and be saved, you come right now. Or you want to come and pray, you come. Any reason, you come.